The TV interview is a favorite venue for celebrity defendants seeking to put their own spin on their troubles. Now Richard Scrushy is taking that a step further. Scrushy is the indicted former CEO of the hospital chain, HealthSouth. He faces trial later this year in Birmingham, Alabama, on federal fraud charges. And as NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports, he's launched his own television program.
Richard Scrushy's always been a showman. He was a persuasive spokesman for the company he founded, a prominent fixture on Birmingham's social circuit, and lead singer of his own country band.
I grew up in a little southern town. Not much there I ever found.
Like the man in the song, Scrushy aspired to live large. He acquired mansions, boats, and show business friends.
Dream of pretty girls and big fast cars. Dream of pinstripe suits, big cigars.
On his new television talk show, Scrushy has left behind the cut-off shirts and cowboy hat of his singing days. His themes now are religious. Scrushy co-hosts his show with his wife, Leslie.
Today's devotional is from Isaiah 54:17. No weapon forged against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you.
That's exactly the purpose of Scrushy's show, to refute his accusers without having to address the criminal charges on which he'll face trial. So says former U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Alabama, Doug Jones. Jones represents HealthSouth shareholders in a class action suit against HealthSouth.
What I believe he wants to do is when he walks into that courtroom, for those people on that jury to have seen a side of Richard Scrushy that they haven't seen in the media over the last year coming from the government, a family man, a religious man, those kind of things.
Scrushy is accused by the government of masterminding an accounting fraud scheme in which HealthSouth declared $2.7 billion of profits it never made. More than a dozen former executives of HealthSouth have pled guilty in the scheme. On the first installment of his television show, which aired on Monday, Scrushy interviewed another prominent Alabamian who's had his own troubles with the federal government. Former Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore was ousted from his job last year for defying a federal court order to remove a monument inscribed with the Ten Commandments from the state judicial building. Many people in Alabama have rallied around Roy Moore, and in this exchange from his show, Richard Scrushy joined those ranks.
When the media came out and put you in a false light, they did it in a way that people wanted to go the wrong way. It's as if old Satan was sneaking in the back door, and, you know, he was trying to make people believe one thing when the truth was really over here.
Well, again, that's exactly the problem we're facing, is there's Satan does want to distort the truth.
In an interview from his office in Birmingham, Scrushy said that he too has been a victim of the media's distortions, for example, of his lifestyle.
Come to my house. You know, they call it champagne and caviar. Well, I can promise you there's no champagne or caviar, not with six children running around, okay? We're putting babies to bed. We're rocking babies. We're on our knees praying, doing the prayers with them, reading the books to them, you know, playing the music and doing all the things that mamas and daddies do.
Scrushy said he and his wife have been sustained by their faith and that he expects to prevail when his case comes to trial.
When you know you're innocent, you don't have that burden. You know, you sleep well at night, so you get your rest in. And, you know, you get up every morning ready to go.
Scrushy said his television show is just an effort to be a positive voice in his community. Richard Scrushy goes on trial later this summer. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.